I'm with Daruno Totoro, journalist, writer, filmmaker and co-founder of Teatro Cinema, the Chilean theatre company who are bringing two productions, Sin Sangre and The Man Who Fed Butterflies, to this year's Edinburgh International Festival. So tell us more about Teatro Cinema. How is it different to most theatre companies?
Well, the difference is mainly that we're trying to mingle and to make crossovers of different languages in order to try to find a new language, a language that can permit us to travel in space and time instantly over the stage, which something which traditional theatre is very unable of doing.
And can you tell us about the two different productions? What were the inspirations behind them?
Well, both correspond to a trilogy which we decided to define as the different paths towards the exploration, the finding of this new language. The first one was regarding the dark side of the human mind, all that is sorrow, which is revenge, that part of our mind which ties us to pain and soreness. And then we decided to make the new one looking at it from the other side, looking to the bright side of the human mind, the one that permits us to play, to be happy, to be joyful, and mainly to give thanks for being alive. So that's the two components for the two first plays.
And when you were writing them, was it to do with Out of the Dictatorship of Pinochet for the darker one of Sin Sangre?
I believe that finally all creations that are done in Chile, in Argentina, in Paraguay, in all those countries that have suffered very violent and demolishing dictatorships are unable to totally discard this memory. So everything you do, everything you think, say, or act, finally, even if you don't know it, if you don't rationally know it, has something to do with it. But we want to go away from that. We're going to go further away. We're going to clean up the scars and the wounds, even though if it's almost impossible sometimes.
And how long has it taken for the productions to come to life? It must have been quite a lengthy process doing the filming and then the theatre work as well.
Well, both plays took about the same time, which is 2 years from the moment you start writing to the moment you stand up on the stage before the publics. It takes about 2 years for both.
Can you just say to the people of Edinburgh, to sum up, why they should go and see Teatro Cinema?
Well, mainly because I think it's the opportunity to come in front and see and experience something that you have not seen before. I'm not saying if it's good or bad, that's something for you to decide. But what's really you cannot say no to is to see something new, something that you hadn't seen before.
Great, well thank you very much, that was very interesting. Teatro Cinema will be at the King's Theatre from the 28th of August to the 4th of September.